It's Check On Stories we're following for you this morning on Robinhood Radio. Pat Pagano's forecast calls for a sunny day today, a high between 45 and 50. We do have a chance of rain after 2 o'clock tomorrow, but we'll deal with that tomorrow. Once again, a beautiful sunny day today, according to Pat Pagano. We'll check the details of his tri-state forecast coming your way in just a few minutes. Well, could new COVID variant ignite another wave of cases? Have jumped now 36% in New York. New COVID-19 cases leaped that much in the week ending Sunday amid rising concerns about new COVID variants spreading quickly in the Northeast and West and other parts of the U.S. New York had a total of over 15,000 new COVID cases reported last week, up from the previous week. Now, a growing share of the infections are being caused by the new BA.2 variant, which is expected to soon become the dominant COVID strain across the country. In New York, it made up nearly 40% of the cases for the week ending March 12th, up from 13% on February 26th. While the tally of COVID cases in New York remained well below its winter surge peak, which hit 90,000 cases in one day in early January, authorities are closely watching the recent uptick in infections after the BA.2 triggered new surges in some European countries. Well, we've got an update on that United with Ukraine fundraiser that was held this weekend. After a big turnout at Troutbrook yesterday, over $125,000 was raised. About 200 people attended. They sent special thanks out to Lawrence Morse, who gave them an excellent perspective on the current international situation and Amnesty International efforts. Also, they thank all the local chefs for cooking fantastic Ukrainian food for the second weekend in a row. They thanked all the musicians that volunteered yet again, providing entertainment. And a very special thanks to Charlie Michael and the whole team from Troutbeck for hosting them. Both the silent and live auction were simply amazing. Art alone, they raised over $80,000. Bard College student has won the Elizabeth Sundberg Davis Projects for Peace Prize. Bard College student Elizabeth Sundberg, 22, has won a Davis Project for Peace Prize for her proposal tracing the Turnrow Web, Appalachian Rising, Human Rights and Studio Arts major. Sundberg will receive $10,000 to facilitate a series of collaborative art projects across the Turnrow Network in West Virginia. The Appalachian Farm Collective is a food hub connecting 100-plus farms across West Virginia and providing fresh vegetables to local communities. How about this news? Van Morrison has been added to Tanglewood's lineup. Van Morrison, the Northern Irish singer-songwriter best known for his hits such as Brown Eyed Girl, Moon Dance, Glory, and more, is now booked at Tanglewood Popular Artist Show for Labor Day weekend, performing at 7 p.m. on September 4th in the Koussevetsy Music Shed, the Boston Symphony Orchestra announced. Tickets are ranging from $35 to $189. Will go on sale at 10 a.m. April 1st at tanglewood.org or by phone at 888-266-1200. That spring and fall tour for Morrison includes 13 other shows scheduled so far, beginning in Florida next month, ending in Las Vegas in October. It won't be his first Berkshire concert. Van Morrison headlined a show in 1973 at the storied Music Inn, the Lenox-Stockbridge line just down the road from Tanglewood. Taking a look at some meetings coming up in our area today in Sharon, the Board of Selectmen meet at 5:30, the Board of Education at 7, in Salisbury tonight at 5 o'clock, Salisbury Republican Town Committee, 6 o'clock, the Board of Finance, and 6 o'clock, the Salisbury Democratic Town Committee. In Cornwall tonight, the Economic Development Commission meets via Zoom at 7:30, and in Kent tonight, the Board of Selectmen have a special meeting at 4, Regional Middle School Athletics Committee at 6, and the Kent Volunteer Fire Department membership special meeting is at 7 p.m. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakeninn.com. You'll find them on Facebook and Instagram. They've got dinner specials every day of the week, a tapas menu, and more, interlakeninn.com. And by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average starts off today at 34,552.99, the NASDAQ at 13,838.46, and the S&P 500 at 4461. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.